Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another edition of Stronger Every Day, where we love the Word of God just like we love our coffee, strong and fresh, and the Lord always has your miracle in mind. Hey, I'm so glad that you're joining me here today on the show. I hope everybody is having a wonderful Monday, and we are back right here on another edition of Stronger Every Day. I really believe that the Lord truly does have something supernatural for your life today. I want to just come to you and give you an opportunity to download our app this morning. And here's how you do that. You go to the Google Play or the Apple App Store. You download our app. And when you download that app, you can enable the push notifications if you would, please. That will help us get out the right messages that we need. And we want everyone to understand that we just want to connect with you on a more private basis. Also, give you an opportunity to pray for us when we need it. And it would really help us keep in touch with everyone. And we would really enjoy that and would just appreciate your help. Well, we are so glad that you're here. And I am so excited about this series called Seeking God. And this is part three. And, you know, the first one that I gave you was, let's start out with the scripture first. The scripture that I want to keep in mind is Psalms 14, verse 2. And it says that the Lord looked down from heaven on the children of man to see if there were any who understood, who seek after God. And what a powerful verse. And so the first one we gave you on last Thursday was seek the Lord for who he is. You know, relentlessly seeking God radically transforms us. That's what makes us into great followers and disciples of the Lord Jesus, is we understand the importance and the value of seeking the Lord. And then it says, the second one was seeking God and his kingdom and his righteousness. We talked about the difference between all three of those, joy, righteousness, and peace in the Holy Ghost. Then we talked about how God would richly bless you today. So here is number three. I want you to write this in the comment section, type it out, and let everyone know what we're kind of doing. But seek the Lord's counsel. That's the point today I want to really share with you. Seek the Lord's counsel. I want to expound on that. And anybody that knows me or knows my ministry or follows us or is connected with us, we really strongly urge mentorship. We urge, pastors, fathering, watching over you. And we really desire that. And we want them to please understand that that is a valuable concept. We're not diminishing that. And I want to give a disclaimer right now. I believe that there are mentors that can speak things into your life that can get you where you need to go quicker when they're there. However, I do believe that there is a part of seeking the Lord's counsel that we need to grab a hold of. And so here's what I want you to understand. Instead of relying on your own wisdom, your own opinions, your own thoughts, I want you to begin to ask the Lord. Ask the Lord about your family. Ask the Lord about your job. Ask the Lord when it comes to, what God has for you, because I really believe that we get caught up in looking to man for answers. And I'm all about that. Again, I believe in mentorship. I believe that people can get us on a fast track to success. However, the Lord's counsel is unmovable. The Lord's counsel is unshakable. I believe that when he speaks something into your life, when he opens up his word to you, he opens up his life to you, it is so imperative that you understand that when he speaks, no demon can stop it. No man can stop it. No enemy can stop it. And I really believe that when you seek the Lord's counsel, something begins to change. I'm all about mentorship. I believe in mentorship. I believe in asking the Lord for those powerful things. However, I think we get caught up or lost in, looking to man to bail us out. But really, the Bible is strictly teaching us that there is a wisdom that comes from the Lord that will help you, that will strengthen you. So when you ask the Lord for wisdom, when you ask the Lord for something, here's the second part of that. Be listening to the leadership around you. You know, the Bible teaches us that a lot of times when God speaks to us, He speaks to us through the power and the anointing of men. And so I find it really interesting that, you know, that the Lord really wants us to look at Him, to trust in Him, to move towards Him. But in order to do that, when we ask Him, you've got to look at the leadership around you. You've got to listen to the instruction of men all around you. And sometimes I feel like that we really don't understand the value of asking the Lord and then listening to leadership around us. And so I want to tell you that when you ask for the counsel of the Lord, be listening to the leadership voices around you, because 9 times out of 10, something good is going to change. Something good is going to happen. And so we really need to understand the value of that, the power of that. And so it's really imperative. Another thing that I want you to really understand, that when you're seeking the counsel of the Lord, let the people around you back it up with Scripture, okay? Back it up with the Word. You know, there's nothing more frustrating. Now listen to me. Sometimes in life, I believe there's moments that, for example, I'll give you a prime example. You know, we don't need to, if you're having a problem seeing with your, with your natural eye, and you can't really read what you want to read, you probably need to go see an eye doctor, get that looked at, get that checked out. You know, I believe that's the wisdom of the Lord. And if we're not careful, we make everything super spiritual, hyper spiritual. And I am a spiritual man. I believe in spirituality. I believe in manifestation of the Holy Ghost. But, you know, a lot of times God's people seem to forget that wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. And so a lot of times I feel like that we don't understand the value of backing it up with the Word of God. You know, we don't need to get hyper spiritual and everything. We just need to find Scripture to back up what we're thinking, what we're believing, what we're trusting God to do. So I want to encourage you today, and I want to tell you that you need to back up His wisdom by His Word, because we know by according to the Word of God, His wisdom is His Word. Isn't that a powerful thought concept? I want you to check this out. There's a story in the book of 1 Kings chapter 22. Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "First seek the counsel of the Lord." Isn't that a powerful thought? First seek the counsel of the Lord. First seek His counsel. Seek the Lord's wisdom. Seek the Lord's ability. Because when we get God's word on a matter, when we get God's instruction on a matter, I believe that there is no demonic force, there is no human enemy, there is no person on this planet that can stop God's promotion for you. Now, I do believe sometimes we get connected with the wrong things and the wrong people, and the enemy uses those things as tools to bring us down. But He said, seek the Lord's counsel first. Go after Him first. And I think that a lot of times we almost rely on God's wisdom last. But if we would have asked Him first, something would have drastically changed. Something would have moved in our lives if we would have just looked to Him first. So I want you to seek the Lord first. I want you to seek His counsel first. I want to kind of wind this up today, and I want to tell you this. Don't look at God as a last resort. Look at Him as a first resort. You know, a lot of times, I really think that as Christians and as sons and daughters of God, we get moving through life and we really want God's opinion. We want God's access. We want God's, we want all of those things. We want all of those things to happen for us. But one of the things that I've noticed is that we kind of seek the Lord last and not first. And I want to encourage you to ask Him, don't make Him the last resort. Make Him the first option. Isn't that a powerful thought? Don't make God the last resort. Make Him the first option. And I think if we would learn to do that, I think if we would really learn to develop that kind of a relationship with the Lord in seeking His wisdom and His counsel, I think a lot of things would change. I think a lot of mountains would be moved. And I want to decree over you today that this is about to be the best season of your life. This is about to be the best moment of your life. And I believe it will be that way because you're seeking the Lord first. And so I want to encourage you today to make Him your first option, not the last resort. And, a lot of times we get panicky and then we ask God, oh God, what should we do? Well, we should have probably backed up. We should have asked Him first. And I think that would have really changed a lot of what's going on and how we transform and see things in our lives. And so I want to encourage you today, don't be discouraged, don't be distraught, don't be frustrated. Make God the first option and not the last resort. Seek the Lord's counsel first. I really think that this will help us, this will strengthen us, this will encourage us. Now again, obviously, I want you to listen to pastors. I want you to listen to mentorship. I want you to listen, to the men and women of God that God has placed in your life. But in the midst of doing all of that, I want you to seek the Lord's counsel first. And I believe that He'll give you an answer through the Word of God, through the voices of mentorship, through people that you didn't even think were possible. And so I really want you to do that today. Do me a favor. Like or follow or subscribe to this channel. I really believe the Lord will bless you and strengthen you in the name of the Lord. And we want to encourage you every day. And I want you to remember, God has something powerful in your life. And it is going to be supernatural today. Trust Him and let Him know He loves you. And so do me a favor, share this show with everyone you can think of, because I believe people need this today. And we love you, we honor you, we celebrate you in the name of the Lord. And we will be right back here tomorrow at 11:30 and Central Time, 12:30 Eastern Time. Don't miss it. I believe God will bless you, strengthen you, and encourage you. And I'll see you right then. And we love you. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.